This week on Clown College.
Would you mind if I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light? Ow! Would you mind if I said I feel now tenderly tonight?
Hey.
Again, 'cause I never ever felt this way in my heart before. Whoa, love has found its way in my heart tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you mind? Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wales, Tom, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wales, Tom, and JJ.
Which card? I'm going. I feel in the middle. Top middle.
Dude, if I get the Zapdos EX, I'm gonna be so
hyped. What's that? What is that?
It's one of the three legendary birds. I already have Moltres and Articuno, which are the water and the fire type. This is the electric type. This is a wonder pick. This isn't my own app. So you think top middle?
Top middle.
You guys think that's the vibe?
You got to show them.
Top middle or what? What are you guys feeling?
Hmm.
Yeah, feels good.
Top middle?
Yeah. Is that the common one that you're going to, like, is that where everybody clicks?
Guys, don't play with my feelings, man. Click this, if the Zapdos EX pops up.
Zapdos EX, yeah.
What's it look like?
It's yellow. It'd be big yellow bird, like okay. Big bird on crack.
All right, don't look till we tell you.
All right. Did it click it?
Yeah. Oh. Nuh-uh.
Is it the dude? Don't play.
Oh, my. Dude. Brandon, who is it?
Hold on.
What color is the card, Brandon?
It's a white.
Man, you got soaked, bro.
Dude, hey, I didn't tell you to do that. I told you because I was like, is that the most common one? The middle? Does everybody pick the middle?
No, let's see. Oh, it was bottom right, bro.
It was bottom right?
It was bottom right.
You did?
Yeah, because
why'd
I was,
you say it, Brandon?
Because
Brandon,
I was telling him, I was
fuck,
like,
man.
I even said, I said, wait, because if the middle's the common one, you want to get the least unsuspected one. Dang it, I should have. Yeah, because that's what I was thinking.
Brandon,
this
if only you had spoken up, man.
Man.
I know.
I could have completed the three legendary birds.
You would have had it, man. Because I was like, that's too common. Like, you get in the common spot.
You're right, dude. I'm just thinking my thought patterns are too generic, bro. You got to start going outside the box.
What happens when you get all three? Are you able to ethnically cleanse the Johto?
The cancer. <over. laughs> That was good. No, nothing happens. Just personal satisfaction. We can talk about something else.
Please. What you been up to, Brandon?
Man, just living life, doing some mics and... just trying to get by.
How was your weekend?
My weekend, it was good. It was good. I didn't really... what did I do this weekend? That was cool. I didn't do nothing cool this weekend, honestly.
You said you went and watched a movie.
Holy shit, I did watch a movie, man. Yes, the fuck I did. I watched Wicked.
Wait, I heard that was good.
It was good, but it was long as shit. It was 3 hours, man.
That's 3 hours.
And that was just part one. And, dude, it was fucked up because it's just, dude, it's a lot of racism and fucked up shit, man. There was civil rights movements and everything for the animals. And then, dude, everybody hated the green. I'm like, dude, man. What? Like
the green
were,
what?
The witch, just because she's green. Oh, my gosh. Like, it felt home. I was like, dude, this shit happens. This is normal. This is fucked up.
So do you think the movie was kind of just like a metaphor for life? Like it was supposed to represent racism?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So who is the... who are the green people in real life?
Well, it's just the witch. I mean, the green people is, I guess, diversity in America, man.
Boy, I thought somebody else, I thought the animals were
diverse. Oh, yeah, the animals, too. The animals, they, because
the animals were the Jews or the...
Well, I'm thinking witch magic.
Mm-hmm.
Witch magic.
got a nose.
That is true.
She didn't. No.
Did
no,
she?
No,
eat any,
no.
Did she eat any pork in the movie?
Huh? Did she eat any pork? No. But here, hear me out. The animals, though, man, it was fucked up because they were literally teachers and professors, and then one day they were like, "We're going to take your rights and put them in cages," and then they discriminated, and then you know they had like all the animals come together, like they had activist goats that would do like parties and stuff and protest, and some of them would actually end up going missing on these protests, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was very brutal. What and the then fuck? When they, man, this is horrible shit.
And like, Ariana Grande's in this movie?
Yeah.
And she did blackface? No.
You would think, but no. Nah, man.
That's wild, man. Is it like a, what's the rating on that movie? Is it like a kid's movie or is it just?
It is a kid's movie. Yes, it's a very kid's movie. That's rated G. I can tell you right off the bat.
Damn. You know your G movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude. But that movie was crazy on the screen and off the screen. I heard like she was a homewrecker.
Who?
Ariana Grande, man. One day, I think it was the person she fell in love with in the movie. They said.
Okay, so her person in the movie is who she fell in love with in real life?
Yes.
Oh, in real
life? What's wrong with that?
Well, because like he had a wife with a kid on the way and everything. It was like a whole family. That's why I was like homewrecker, like Moe's Southern Grill. Homewrecking.
What? I don't know what that means.
Is that one of the menu items?
Yeah, that's like their Big Mac. That's like their Big Mac.
Shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, now I'm hungry, dude.
Yeah, but
what would you rate the movie though? Did you enjoy it? You liked it?
See, I enjoyed it, and I thought it was a great movie. It was just too long, and listen, I know it's a musical, but there was a lot of singing, like a lot of
cut down on the singing
every second. Like she's feeling, man, people getting ready to capture her and stuff. She's like, "Let me sing a verse real quick." No, you need to go.
That sounds like torture.
And we are planning
literal torture.
I know you hate musicals. I know you're a hater, dude. But we are planning on making a Clown College musical.
I just want you guys all to know that out there, I'm against this in every way, fashion. But you know, they want to do it, we'll do it a musical, I guess.
What do you think the story should be?
I don't give a
what
fuck.
What story?
Don't
should
look
be
for
tell?
Me for anything of this. I won't be. I'll act in it if you need to. I'll even take voice and lessons singing. It. But I hate everything about this.
I think that's a little. You're like, I don't want anything to do with it, but I will take private voice lessons.
I don't
want
to sound like shit. Come on, man. Yeah. Have you ever heard me sing? It's like a canary.
Want to sing right now?
We all gonna sing then?
Right now?
We gonna sing.
Hell yeah!
We gonna sing a song. We gonna sing a verse from our favorite song. Go ahead. What you got? Now you want me to go first?
I want you to go first. You mean put?
I don't need anything. This is a rendition of "All My Life" by Casey and JoJo.
Okay.
Let me get the mic a little bit. And sing. All my life. I pray for someone like you, and I thank God that I finally found you. All right, that's my verse.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It started off rocky. I could hear it.
Brandon, you want me to go next?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I don't know that one. I'll do a country classic, dude. Neon Moon.
Ooh. Okay.
When the sun goes down on my side of town,
come on.
That lonely feeling comes to my door. I sit alone. I don't know the rest of it.
You almost got it. You get hell that was yeah. good.
Yeah,
that was good. Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right, Brandon, what you got?
All right, let me search the lyrics real quick.
You don't have a favorite? Like,
pull up the karaoke
and
on
fire.
YouTube.
Yeah. Dang it, there we go. All right, I got you. Damn.
What we got?
How the fuck they? Just put it right there. Thank you. Hold on. Would you mind if I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light? Would you mind if I said I feel now tenderly tonight?
Hey.
Again, cause I never ever felt this way in my heart before. Whoa, love
have found his way in my heart tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you mind? Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh.
Hell yeah, yeah. Brandon. Hell no, yeah.
You gave everything.
I think
right
we
there.
Just unlocked something. Yeah. Brandon. That was dope, man.
Thank you, man.
Beautiful performance.
Oh, we're going to kill this musical, dude. We're going to kill it. Now I'm into it.
I think we should do something historical.
Historical movie? Okay,
like
okay.
Hamilton was real popular.
Annie?
Uh-huh.
I think, you know.
Well, Annie's not historical.
Historical. Annie?
Yeah, historical.
That's a fictional story.
Annie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, historical fiction.
Yeah.
Mm. We could do like, I don't know, some other historical leader whose name started with an H, like Hamilton. Oh, does anybody come to mind?
Yeah. He's a Hannibal.
Version of Tears of a Clown.
Ooh.
Tears of Clown, right?
Tears of a Clown.
Tears of a Clown, and the clown is, he's a comic in a concentration. I'm down for it. Yeah. And I think I'm the right person. We're the right people, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Hogan's Heroes, kind of. Huh? It's like Hogan's Heroes. You ever seen that show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've heard about it.
You got his jacket on.
Oh, damn. Let's see what this is, then. Hogan's Heroes, like not Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, not Hulk Hogan.
No.
He was your hero.
No.
Or he is.
No.
Hold on. Still what is. The fuck is that?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
But that's not my favorite like wrestler of all time.
No,
but he can still be a hero.
Yeah, he got multiple heroes.
In wrestling, yes, but I don't know about now, man. Some...
Who is your hero?
My hero. Damn, man, let me think. Like what do you mean? Like person that I look up to?
Like when you wake up in the morning and you think about what you want in life.
Hell yeah.
Who do you want to model your life after? Who do you want to be like? Who's your personal hero?
Me. I'm just kidding with you, man. I don't know.
He went full Kanye.
I don't know who else could be, man. I don't want to be like anybody, man. I want to be unique.
No, it's not be.
Oh, I thought you were talking about be like. Oh, you talking about like
did
somebody.
You say be like him?
Well, I mean, like model your. I mean, you don't have to have your entire life copied after
somebody.
This
I'd be like, oh,
just
Joe
somebody
Lewis.
You admire.
Joe Lewis. There you go.
Joe Lewis. Hell yeah, Mike Tyson, man.
Mm.
Well, I mean, minus some of that, you know, some of the cases, minus the cases, but
yeah, know, but everything
the rise
else.
Up, yeah, to come up and dude's powerful now. He's laid back and stuff, and
he's nice and laid back. I don't think that's the way to describe
not
Mike Tyson.
Not now. I mean, not back in the day. Like
definitely
dude,
not
I
back
heard,
in the day.
I saw what he said. Like he said some crazy shit.
Didn't he say eat children? He said he'll tell another man he'll.
He said
fuck
I'll fuck you till you love
till
me.
You love me.
F
that's
word.
Not,
I'm not gonna say.
There
it.
We go. The icing on the cake.
Yeah, he kept going. Like dude, he was crazy. And he bit somebody's ear off.
He also kind of talked a little crazy that. 12-year-old.
Yeah, that was wild.
Dude, that was the best shit ever.
Old school Tyson. Right?
Brandon, what does legacy mean to you?
Yeah.
He's over here, it's dead, it's nothing. Nah, man, nobody gives a fuck about that, man. The only thing I give a fuck about, I don't even know what he gives
is this
a fuck
$20
about.
Million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then showing my whole ass crack on
and kissing. He was like,
that's how you know that's a craze, man. He knew that was like the most watched thing ever on Netflix. He didn't give one bit of a fuck.
We all saw
not
that.
Not one bit of a fuck.
I love it, man.
Four generations saw that ass, man. In one room.
Yep.
Mm.
We got to reenact that scene, Brandon. And you're the only person that can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You got to wear whatever the apparatus
is. I could do it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you do. I could see. Actually, I could see you as Mike Tyson.
I do as biopic, man.
I could see you as like Thurgood Marshall, but that movie's already been made.
Let me see.
With the Chadwick Boseman.
Dude, I know who he is. Yes, I know Thurgood Marshall. Why the fuck would I not? I know, yes.
The first black Supreme Court justice.
Yes. Come on, man.
Thurgood Marshall, man.
Yes.
Thurgood. Would you name? That's a good name to bring back.
Thurgood.
Like they have all these new names. Thurgood.
What are some of the new ones?
The new ones are like aided. You know, you got the what's the new ones?
Like Dakotas.
Dakotas is a great name. Kool Aid is a great name.
Kool Aid is a sick name.
Khaleesi.
Yeah.
I like Khaleesi.
I don't know.
I don't know about anybody else. I don't mind that. Would I name my daughter Khaleesi? Maybe.
It sounds realistic. Like that could come from some culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But But they always legless. There's always, what'd you say?
Legless.
Legless?
Legless.
Legless.
That just sounds...
No, Legolas from Lord of the Rings. It was Orlando Bloom played him. Mm-hmm. The little elf dude with the bow and arrow. I never seen it.
You never seen it either?
Mm-mm.
Good. Brandon, you seen Lord of the Rings?
Nope.
Let's see. You, I would think you have.
Dude, yeah, I know the other ones. I need to, though. I haven't. I still got to fully watch Harry Potter. Like, I've watched only, like, a couple of the movies. I got to get to the very end.
Mm.
You fuck with him?
Yeah, I fuck with him. Sick. I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yep. Could have called that one.
Took the test.
The Hufflepuffs are the good ones, though, right?
I think so.
They're just like, they kind of get shitted on the most. They're like the nice people.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, the nice ones. That's that's who you are. And you just need protected sometimes.
Yeah. It's like, Gryffindor is brave. Slytherin is evil. Ravenclaw.
But badass. Evil but badass.
Evil but badass.
Okay.
Then Ravenclaw is kind of intelligent, but I'm better than you type of vibe.
Oh, okay.
And then, Hufflepuff, they just kind of get shitted on. They're nice.
Oh,
has anybody in Hufflepuff did anything of note?
They've never done anything notable. Nothing to write home about.
Mm. Damn.
Literally nobody. So, the main Hufflepuff in the movies is played by Robert Pattinson, the guy that was the newest Batman. And the only thing he did, spoiler alert, I'm sorry, Brandon, all he does is die.
Damn.
That's really? The most notable thing he did was die.
He gave his life, though.
Well, yeah, he did. I'm cool with the Gryffindors, too, man. Like,
But you're not.
No, I'm a Hufflepuff, but I got some of their strategic skills, too, man. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up with some of them.
How long is this test?
It's right.
I don't know. But it's like, what I do like about this one is that it's a standardized test.
Yes.
Like, it's a one website. Everybody uses that website. Mm-hmm. It's the official, like, Harry Potter shit. You know, when we found out your spirit animal, there's fucking 15 million websites with.
Yeah, what was it? It was a wolf.
Wolf, yeah.
But
that's a good one. So you might just hang on to that.
I'm staying with the wolf. That's me.
I can see that, dude.
How old, man? I'm a wolf.
How old, man?
Yeah. Wolf, man. That's me.
Hey, so this weekend, Brent Ernst.
Damn.
He knows I love him, dude. I fuck up names. Yeah. But Brett Ernst came to Levity Live, and then Scott Easton hit us up and was like, come out, we're going to Lone Goose. And he was there. And, dude, when I tell you, this guy is like the comics comic. First of all, he's hilarious. We watched him on Saturday. We went to the Late Show that night, and he did an hour and 30 minutes, and it was like really good, like legit. Like he's an old school comic. He was around. He was with Patrice, Bill Burr, Steve. What's his name? The 9/11. Ren Azizi is like he was like that crew. He was at the Mothership. I mean, not the Mothership, but the Comedy Store for 25 years. He's still a regular at the Comedy Store. So he was like there whenever Kramer said had his little episode.
Historic moment.
And then he was telling us all kind of stories. We won't tell on here, but it was like it was so cool to get like a background scene of all these like major comics that you know. And he's I remember him from something, and I could like when I first seen him, but it's what this is what's happening.
This is not happening.
That Ari Shaffir had that show. I used to watch every one of those episodes, but dude, he's so fucking cool. And he like paid for our and like we weren't on the show either. Only one was on the show was Scott, and he paid for our dinner later on that night when I did it, like Jack Brown's after 12 o'clock.
Damn.
And then the next day we went out, he paid for all of our drinks. He was like, headliner always pays. Old Italian guy, just the fucking most Italian guy in the world. He has a cologne guy.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
He literally has a
cologne
guy.
Consultant?
Yeah, he has consultant.
What a guy, though. Who else does that?
Dude, no, I mean, no, people don't, you know, comics are out here all the time. They're never like, hey, I want to hang out with the comics. Mm-hmm. You guys weren't at the, we weren't even at the show the first time.
Yeah, some comics won't even buy a ticket to your show.
Yeah, some.
We're not going to say who it is.
Buzz.
He said buzz. That was wrong, bro.
Oh, shit.
You shouldn't have said that, man.
But yeah, Shout out, Brett.
Yeah, that's dope.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I was in town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What were you doing?
Oh, dude, I was at the Auburn Texas A&M game. And, bro, when I tell you, like, I've never really noticed, like, when people say, like, American propaganda before. But this was full-blown, like, I was ready to die for this country before this game started, man. It was, they do the national anthem, God bless America, all that. Helicopter flies over the stadium, shoots flares out. The fireworks are going off. It's Auburn. Their whole thing is War Eagle. They got a bald eagle flies over the stadium. Its name is Independence.
I'm about to shed a tear, dude.
It flies over the stadium.
I'm getting emotional right now.
And the whole time, everybody's like, woo, and it's flying. And then when it lands in the middle, you say, War Eagle, dude.
That's tight.
Shit was tight. It went into quadruple overtime.
Come on, man.
Auburn took home the dub. Everybody, like, storms the field. People are getting trampled to death. It's like Astro World. It was sick, dude. It was awesome.
Hey, did you storm the field?
No, I didn't, bro. I was tired, and it was cold as hell.
But how do you get out of all those people like that are storming the field?
Bro,
like,
they're just pushing you. You're just like getting pushed down the bleachers. You kind of just got to, you know, you got to be the rock in the stream, bro.
You got to hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to hold on to your loved ones. It's like, I'm not going to say what I was about to say, but, yeah.
I don't know.
I want to know.
Like,
man.
Otters, you got to interlink. Yeah. That way the water doesn't separate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Find a
but
door.
Yeah, dude, that was wild. And Texas A&M, you know, they're called the Aggies. So a lot of the Auburn fans in the student section where I was sitting had a nickname for them who you can probably guess what that might have been. I'm not going to say what it was.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You can do some research on your own or put two and two
that's
together.
That's common, though. They always say that whenever they play.
Yeah.
And they play them every year?
Well, I mean, now, well, Texas A&M is SEC, so they play more often than not. But Texas A&M was ranked number 15, and Auburn was not ranked at all. Auburn fucking sucks. I'm sorry. But, like, they're terrible.
And so that was a big upset then.
Yeah, it was a huge upset.
And Alabama got beat.
Alabama got the dog shit beat.
Damn. And they're out.
By Oklahoma. Yeah, I don't see how they're going to make it back. And Auburn has a real chance of winning the Iron Bowl this year.
Mm.
Like, that game is always up for grabs because it's a huge rivalry, and they just, each team is playing harder. Everybody's playing as hard as they possibly can. But, yeah. Shit's crazy.
Dude, you guys ever think about space and shit?
I try not to.
Yeah. I do. Black holes.
You like black holes?
Oh, yeah, dude. Especially black holes, man.
I be thinking about that shit sometimes, too.
Me, too.
When you, like, want to know more information about something, who do you turn to?
Huh.
It's hard to find a reliable source.
Yeah. It is. But, you know, Mike, GBT always has your back, you know?
Mm.
Always.
Let's check it out.
Hell yeah. We got some skits.
Oh, definitely. A black hole, M3861, I'm just giving a name, but that's the name of the black hole that's in the center of our galaxy. A black hole is intelligent enough to keep the galaxy spinning, but it's also powerful enough if it wanted to eat this motherfucker up. Now, with that being said, the galaxy is what keeps everything organized. We're in the Milky Way galaxy. It spins at a rate of 2.1 million miles per hour, traveling through the universe. And the Earth, in which we sit, which is on one of the spirals of the galaxy, we're in between what they call the sweet spot. We're in between two star ranges. Now, with that area causes the, and being our position from the sun, we're in the position where we have life because we have water, you know, the temperature, the solar waves, and as well, the activity of the black hole. It keeps everything alive. I'm going to tell you something about the black hole. Around the black hole, it's called the event horizon. It captures light. It's the strongest force known to mankind. Now, after it passes the event horizon, it goes down the spiral tunnel, which is, to me, leading to the fourth dimension, wherever that is. I think when you pass away, that's where your soul goes to. Because a soul's is light, right? The event horizon catches light, right? It catches your ass and takes you down through that tunnel. Now, you've seen your aunties, uncles and shit down in the tunnel, and they suck your head back up, and now you back alive. Now you tell them off of what you saw on the other side because you went down the black hole.
I believe him.
Me too.
I believe every word, and I endorse it 100%.
I hope this goes viral and he gets put in, you know, peer-reviewed scientific books.
Yeah.
I hope that he's on Trump's cabinet. The head of the Space Force.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
Hell yeah.
And it's entirely possible.
imagine going to like a, I don't know what it, what they're called. I'm sure there's a military term for it, but when like some big admiral or general starts talking and everybody has to go listen or something at some conference.
A speech?
Yeah, something like that.
No.
Like we're like a public oration, you know? I hope Mike Sales gets to do that for the United States military.
Dude, do they still do TED Talks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. The thing is, I can only remember like one TED Talk I watched. And it was about the guy who had Down syndrome and then ran the Ironman race. Or like the marathon.
He was talking?
I don't really remember that well. But Nikic, Chris Nikic, I think that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. And I watched that for a class we also had to play wheelchair basketball in.
I remember you telling me about
tight.
That. Yeah, that's,
and that was tight.
That sounds tight, dude.
Wheelchair basketball is fun, and the next Clown College basketball game will be wheelchair edition. In solidarity.
That's better for me. I was so tired, dude.
Yeah.
So fucking tired. Bryce was so tired, you could tell at the end when he's talking to Pat. He's just like...
Well, he also had that. He had it buttoned up to the top button.
He did have it buttoned
up. He was restricting his airflow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching that episode, man, and I was so happy. With the Sci-Fi and Jack's reaction when Brandon busted that three,
man,
and swished
it,
bro.
It was fucking perfect.
So good.
Happen, man.
I'm still mad about it.
Brandon, I'm going to be honest, man. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I didn't know you were going to ball out in that manner.
I told you, man.
It was crazy, dude.
I told you, man. I'm full of surprises, you know? You never know what you're going to get.
I mean, that much is true.
Like a box of chocolates, man.
Yeah.
It's always a mystery.
That's the saying. Mystery.
That's what they
I
say.
I mean, it's a paraphrasing, but it's a saying.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You good. I'm proud of you, Brandon, though.
Thank you, man.
I'm proud of you. But I will tell you, it's like this. Next time we go, I will do everything in my power. I'm starting to lose weight right now, all right? I'm making a consistent effort to lose weight just so I can dominate you and then you can never say all that right. You'll score another basket on me again. That's the only reason I'm doing it. So you're motivating me to be healthier.
And that motivates me to be healthy too now.
So
I'm
you can go,
get in shape
let's
too.
Let's go.
We're going to do
yeah.
it.
I'm going to try and gain as much weight as possible. I'm going to try to become obese by the next Clown College game.
That'd be tight.
That'd be like so I'm, sick.
Rob McElhenney and Sonny in Philadelphia season 7. Let's go.
Dude, but there are, when you go to like a court, there is one big dude that's just nasty, bro.
Oh,
every
oh, yeah.
single time. If there's enough people in the gym, there's one heavier set dude that mm-hmm. has crazy post moves. He's passing. He can just score anytime he wants. Mm-hmm. It's just like that. It is a weird phenomenon.
Yeah.
I mean, if you big and you have, like some big people are, they can use their weight. They're comfortable with that weight at their size. Like you could be 350 pounds, but you can move with it. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. What the fuck can you do with somebody that big?
If you're shifty and big, that's yeah. unfair.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my gosh. It's like he's glitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Dude.
I've had a big dude make me fall on my ass one time with a basketball, man.
What happened?
He crossed
me. Oh, he crossed you up?
He did the
hook.
But you know what he did? He cheated, man, because I hate when they do this, man. So what they do, when they cross you up, they kind of tap your foot a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then you just go crumbling down. Everybody in there, oh, shit.
So he, like, pushed off you with his foot?
Yeah, in a way. Like a little technique that nobody can see.
So he got you in the Achilles heel.
Basically, man.
Damn.
Basically.
You don't get him next time.
I don't know this man. We haven't seen him in about 10 years. I think 10 or 11.
He might be dead, Brandon. So
he
might have won in the long run.
Maybe.
Would you remember his face if you saw it?
No, man, dude. He has to look like a whole different person now, man. Because it's like everybody that I knew back then looks so different now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember his smell?
No. Wait a minute. Do I? No. No, sometimes I would, but no, I don't remember this dude.
You don't remember his smell?
No, man.
No, okay.
But sometimes I can. Like, I remember this one dude, like, I couldn't eat hamburgers for a week because he smelled like a fucking burger, and it was horrible.
Like, he smelled like a hamburger?
Yeah, he was musty. It was very bad.
The hamburgers kind of smell good.
No, but this
a
one.
Whopper. He smelled like a Whopper,
yes,
didn't
man, dude,
he?
He smelled like a Whopper. Like a burnt Whopper.
It, you, yep, when all the onions and you yes. leave it in the car, you come back, that's exactly what a musty yes. motherfucker smells
and
like.
And it was horrible.
Brady, come here. Get, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, you'd be the only one who know what I'm
dude,
saying
I'm
when
so
I
glad.
Say that shit.
I don't think that's something you want to be proud of.
Dude, musty people smell like fucking Whoppers,
yes.
dude.
I don't go to Burger King for real.
Okay, what I'll do, I'll go to Burger King, and then I'll leave, I'll take like... You can even eat the sandwich and then just leave the wrapper out in here and you come in here and you're like, it smells like somebody's fucking musty.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that we're getting into science.
Dude, it is a science, man.
Doing experiments.
It's something
shit.
About the onions mixed with the Charles Broil.
I'll it's take your word for it.
There's something
yeah.
about it with the mayonnaise and such.
Very nasty. Mm-hmm. Like that or something that's like a real homemade burger that your mom would make that's just, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like those homemade
onions
ones.
And green
yeah.
peppers in
like
it.
Damn.
Big, thick-ass
onions.
Thick-ass patties.
And shit. Nah, man.
Might want that shit.
Yeah.
Like, think it's, you think it'd be better that it's homemade, but no, it's not.
See, that's my thing. Why people are like, oh, there's nothing like a good home-cooked meal. It's like, no, bro. Shit is ass. Compared to like, dude, a Panda Express plate, bro.
No, you're crazy. I mean, if you have somebody cook you some home cooked Chinese food, like I'm pointing at Alex Z here. Like, so
I should do that.
Yeah.
You should, man.
And then like I guarantee it's way better than
I guarantee you there's not an Asian person within 15 miles of my house.
Oh, of course not. There's no way.
And if there was, it'd be like a Richard Berry type individual.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout yeah. out Richard Berry.
I love
yeah.
Richard
Berry.
Let me Berry.
Give him applause.
My favorite comedian.
Yeah. I believe.
Get him to edit the
shit.
Alex Arch Nemesis.
Get him to AI edit the shit.
That was just good. That was good. That got me.
But I don't know. There was nobody in my family that could cook growing up. So I am a little bit biased.
Yeah,
we were a fast food family.
Mm-hmm.
Poor, poverty. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your grandparents' go to meal? Like if she's gonna cook.
I don't think my grandfather ever cooked a single thing in his life, dude.
Boss.
Not gonna lie. Boss. When we had when I was in playing baseball, we had this thing where like all the parents had to take turns working the concession stand, and they put him on the grill, and I think he burnt everything to the point where they no longer put him in the rotation, you know. And then my grandma like watery spaghetti. That's the go-to.
So did she mix the spaghetti with the sauce?
Yeah, I mean it was an earnest attempt. I mean it was not purposefully just throwing some stuff together,
yeah.
But like, you know, she tried.
It was just
the noodles weren't drained in the right way, mm-hmm. or maybe the can of the sauce, maybe it was just too liquidy,
yeah.
Not enough viscosity, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. It
you
just,
gotta cook that down before you add it to the noodles.
Yeah, it's just like if you put the plate on your bed and then you went and lay down on the bed and it dipped, like there's liquid coming off the plate. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then it smells weird and then you're just like, fuck, dude. Mm-hmm. And then you got to piss and you didn't get something to drink and it's a nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
Just crumbles.
That is horrible.
So you hate it whenever it was spaghetti.
Happened
time.
Last week, dude. Damn. It happened last week.
My mom couldn't cook that much, but she could cook two things really well, and that's fried rice and... goddamn pot roast, but that's in the crock pot.
Chinese
fries? Yeah, she Ooh. Could, yeah. And then this thing called brown spaghetti. It's really easy to make, but it's so good. It's poor people food. It's like you take, I swear to God, you just brown some ground beef, right? Make some spaghetti noodles, and then in the ground beef, you put gravy, great gravy packets. Put a little Szechuan sauce in there and some sugar. I swear to God, and it's good. I still eat it. I make it to this day.
Brown, but why is it called brown spaghetti?
That's
dude?
What it is, dude.
It's just brown and spaghetti?
Yeah, it's brown spaghetti.
I fuck with that.
German Jewish mom. But, yeah, that was before she was Jewish, so this was just straight.
Before the Passover.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hanukkah.
I'm going to be honest. My mom, she was a good cook. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to tag team on Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to make the mac and cheese. Told you. Best. Hell yeah.
Look at me when you say it. Don't best. Fucking look away.
Number one.
Don't fucking look
best.
Away when you say it.
The best.
Okay.
Around. Nothing's ever gonna bring me down. Singing, man. It's a musical.
Let's go,
okay?
Hey, we're both making a big pan, and yeah. we gotta make it after Christmas because you know people gonna be macaroni and cheese. Well, black people will be. They won't. They won't even know what this. He won't even know what this is. He's like, this is mac and cheese. But we'll make it. We gotta make a pan, and all the comedians taste it, and okay. then they give their grade without knowing whose is whose. All right.
I would like some requirements on the people that are judging the mac and cheese. You gotta be over 200.
See, but I think smaller
because we got enough of them.
Yeah, I mean, we do have enough. But I think smaller people appreciate taste more because big people, like if you give it to Pat, it's just food.
Oh
damn!
it's like the people that say all women are beautiful. Yeah. It's like no, they're not. Shut up. But they're not all created equal. Not all mac and cheeses are created
they're not.
Equal, bro.
They're very different. I mean, and it's all preference, too, because, like, I know people who like soupy mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? It's creamier.
Soupy, no, but creamy, yes.
I like creamy, that. But baked.
Yeah. Me too.
So, yeah, right? So it's like...
The contrast, the texture.
But the thing about bacon, how you can fuck it up, is make it too dry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a key. And that's why I got the secret ingredient. I don't know if you have it in yours, but we'll find out.
You'll see.
So it has to be creamy when it's baked, dude. So this is Thanksgiving. I'm getting riled up. This is my favorite holiday. I just want you guys to know.
Hell yeah.
This is my favorite holiday.
When it comes to Thanksgiving and I'm in charge of a dinner for anybody, it's going to be rotisserie chicken and Kraft mac and cheese.
Dude, I'd be
and Hawaiian rolls.
I would leave. No. I would be actually angry at you and leave.
No. I'm giving you a heads up.
Damn.
Not
the Kraft.
You guys
man.
Didn't get the Hawaiian rolls?
Hawaiian rolls are fire, bro.
They are fire.
Yeah, dude, I made a sandwich out of Hawaiian rolls the other day.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I got like four of them, and I just cut them through the middle.
You cut it through the middle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. And then just put the turkey, cheese, some sauces. Nice,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
They do that at Publix.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They got the rolls there.
Yeah. And we'll make like we'll use the pretzel bun they got or the normal one.
Damn, okay.
I like Publix regular bread, though.
Me too.
That's a good bread.
Like in the sub?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good bread right there.
Which breads y'all get for your subs?
White.
White? Me too. Mm-hmm.
If it ain't white, it
ain't the right answer.
Nah, I don't agree with that. But just, yeah, the bread, because it's like you get that or whole grain or wheat. Right?
I'll be honest, that Subway bread is bullshit.
It is.
It is.
It's cake.
I'm not a big fan of it.
That's not classified as bread.
It's cake, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cake. Sugar.
The only thing I like from Subway is the meatball sub, which it is. It's better than Publix meatball sub. It's better than the only one that's not better than is Firehouse. Firehouse has
good subs.
But like most people, meatball subs that go around and taste them, like I base it off: is it better than Subway? And Firehouse is the only one so far.
The I always get the Jared meal.
Jared
from Subway. Okay.
Well, your mustache
they
says
still got that.
The Jared from Subway meal.
Let me search this up. This is crazy. They still. No. Oh yeah, you're right. Let's not. You never know what's gonna pop up, man. Never know. It's not associated.
The pub
sub
is my favorite sub, man.
Pub sub.
That's hard to beat, bro.
What comes on the pub sub?
Oh, I'm just saying any pub sub.
Oh, okay.
Like that's my favorite place to go.
Yeah,
get a
to
sub,
go get a sub. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. It's definitely if I want meat because they got boar heads meat.
The hot honey chicken tender sub.
Ooh,
hard
yep.
to beat, bro. It's hard to beat.
That hot honey sauce, dude, it'll make you feel something.
It does.
Yeah. It'll make you feel something.
Makes you tingle.
Mm-hmm.
They also got it's like a JW's rotisserie chicken, but it's barbecue rotisserie chicken. And like it's good as fuck, bro. They have the sliders pre made in
barbecue
the deli.
Barbecue rotisserie chicken.
It's good. You don't think it would it sounds, ooh. You know, like
It sounds good, barbecue rotisserie.
It's good as fuck, dude. It's so good.
I know what you're talking about because they do make it's the sweet bees that they make with the little sliders.
It's nice, bro.
Very good. I had that other day. It was perfect.
A little if you want something quick and fast from Subway. I know we're saying we don't like Subway, but they have those little slider things and they're like cheap.
I haven't had one of those.
They're like $2 or something, and like if you eat two of them, you're good.
Yeah. The Subway, and I know Brandon will know all about this. The Subway cookies, though.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Raspberry cheesecake, macadamia nut. Double Chocolate Chunk. Shout out Big Justice.
Yes.
And
hell yeah.
Chocolate Chip. Hey, you guys see the Rizzler on AEW though?
Yes.
Jack sent us that.
Yeah.
I was hyped up on that. I love how they have to zoom the camera in so much because he's like a third of the height of everybody else.
The Rizzler, dog. I like this guy. I like them. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I like them.
Mm, that's called pedophilia, dog.
No, not like no.
No, I
I'm talking about the whole Justice League. They got
that's what they called the Justice called League. That's Justice pretty sick. I didn't know that's what they called.
I don't know if they are. I just
the Rizzler. Dude, you need to trademark that now, bro.
They
we
got to
get the Justice League in the Clown College studio.
Dude, I would love them. I really do like them.
I like
the whole thing.
I mean, I'm not mad at it. But what I don't understand is like Big Justice and his dad do the same dance in every video.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't. You know, the replay value is sparse. I mean, consistency, yes.
Now, I don't follow anybody and, like, watch whatever. Like, whoever has viral clips or whatever, I don't look at any of them. Only when it pops up on my Twitter. And every time they pop up on my Twitter, I watch every single video. And at first, I was like, I hate this. And I was like, and then the second video, I was like, I'm supposed to hate this, but why don't I? And then I'm like, I'm all in.
It's because the blue light brain rot is getting to you, dude.
You think that's what
it is? It's affecting us all. In combination with the Red 40 and the fluoride and the water supply, RFK is waging a war on that.
Oh, you and Brett would have had a good time. Just tell you that now. You guys would have had a great time.
It's true, man. I was listening to this podcast on the way here, and this guy was talking about, or these two guys were talking about how... No, I don't know if we can say this on YouTube, but Netanyahu sent Shinzo Abe, they sent him, or they gave him like a pair of shoes with ice cream in it, like something weird.
Back in the day?
Right before he died.
Oh.
Like, he was the prime minister of Japan. Uh-huh. That guy put that gun together with like duct tape and paper towel rolls and shit, and like killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before, like a little bit before that, Netanyahu like gave him the ice cream with the shoes in it. I don't really know what that was supposed to represent.
There was ice cream, just like a scoop of ice cream, or was it wrapped up like a?
I think it was just a scoop and a shoe.
A scoop and a shoe.
I think it was a scoop and a shoe.
Ice creams? Those were because that was a brand. Oh.
I think it was regular generic shoe, you know, and just ice cream in there. They gave it to. I don't know what it means.
He got shot like what you saying next day, next week.
Damn.
Within, honestly, I don't know. Probably within a month or two.
Mm.
That's pure speculation, though.
He has a hit out on his head, right? What's the Israel dude name?
Netanyahu.
Netanyahu. He is
warrant out by the ICJ.
He's doing war crimes, and they're trying to get him, right?
Damn.
Somebody is.
Who's trying to get him?
Look up. Don't ask me how to spell this either, Brandon.
The ICJ.
What's his name?
Yeah, it doesn't mean
Netanyahu.
So ICJs?
It's actually really funny because.
Yeah. Hey, quick question. Did they know what flavor the ice cream was?
If I had to guess.
That's him. What are you guessing?
Pistachio.
That's what I was thinking. I just didn't want to say it. I mean, I don't. Because I don't know.
It might have been pistachio.
Why do you think it's pistachio?
I don't know. Because I was like.
That's a good ice cream, though. Are you going to waste that and put it in a shoe?
I love pistachio. They did disrespect on Cars 2 with it, though. You remember what they? You remember what made her?
Oh, yeah, I can't believe they did that, dude.
That was bullshit.
Fill me in.
Dude, they shitted on it. So what happened was, is like, they gave him some ice cream. He's like, ooh, ice cream. And then when they said it was pistachio, he's like, oh, no, and acted a fool and was trying to get his tongue all out and started licking the waterfall.
And they did the same thing in SpongeBob.
Bullshit. It's over pistachio up. Ice cream.
They're
right?
giving Everybody's it a bad name.
Pistachio.
Yeah. It's racism to ice cream, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's green.
Yeah,
it all ties back.
It's not really bad.
You should make a PSA about that. I'm dead serious. Make a PSA about all this slander that's been going on to pistachio ice cream.
Dude, let's do it. Because it's not bad. It's actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than almost any ice cream.
Come on now.
Sweet and savory.
You're passionate about this.
Yeah. It's good ice cream.
It's not my favorite, but I'm not mad at it.
How you going to eat pistachio and then say you don't like pistachio ice cream?
Talk to him.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. Somebody's lying.
Somebody is lying, man. You either don't like pistachios or you just want to be in the fucking trend that's happening now. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's fucked up, too.
Everybody talking about, oh, man, pistachios and shit. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
It's groupthink, bro.
Nobody wants to be an individual anymore.
Yeah, I would eat a whole tub of that thing right now proudly in front of all of y'all.
I mean, you don't have to do, like, a public display.
I'm just saying, man.
I get it.
That shit is good.
Yeah. Pistachio is not my favorite, but, you know, it's decent.
I'm glad you're on board.
I'm on board
all the way.
It
might be my favorite because I don't eat ice cream that much. But when I do, I'm always looking for a flavor like that. And it's hard to find. You can't even find it everywhere.
I know.
I like coffee ice cream, man.
Coffee ice cream, I like that too. Jack's, they got the best, like, little shake right there with the mocha stuff. Coffee and chocolate. Nice, they come together with the chocolate chips.
I like that.
Chunks, man. It's so good. But some people like to fucking put too much milk in it and make it all water and shit.
What type of
people? You like it thick.
Lazy ass people. Yeah, make it thick as fuck, man. Mm-hmm. Make that shit.
You want it to the straw to break when you're trying to close in.
A malt.
Well, you got to get a spoon and the paper spoon breaks.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like that type of
stuff. So you want a blizzard.
Yeah. Or like maybe
a blizzard with a big enough straw that you could suck all the giblets down with it.
Yes. Or maybe, I mean, we could do a custard, too. Like, you ever been to Freddy's?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that.
That's nice.
That's sick right there.
Who has the best shake that you guys have had?
What a question, dude.
Damn,
come on,
man.
What a question. Damn. Are we talking
I like shakes now.
Purely fast food or any restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with something that's accessible to everybody. So
okay, I will say Chick-fil-A makes a decent shake.
Really?
Yeah, they do. It's good. Like, it's like, if you want a classic chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry, Chick-fil-A's not going to disappoint you.
Okay, okay.
But if you want more of, like, a specialty or, like, a more variety of flavors, honestly, Handles has pretty good fucking milkshakes, dude.
I don't know what Handles is.
Me neither, I don't.
They got one over there by Kroger in Madison, by the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
And then they got one in Jones Valley. On 4 Mile Post.
It might be just a Alabama thing, though, right?
Probably.
No, I think it's a national
thing.
Oh, it is? Fun fact, here's some Handles trivia for you, dude.
Okay.
The last owner of Handles before the current one in Madison, I don't know, it's like right there by the Buffalo Wild Wings, the Kroger and all that shit.
Yeah, Madison.
He got kind of canceled, and Handles was closed for like a year, like a little under a year, because... Mm-hmm. He said some unsavory things about the blacks.
What did he say?
On Facebook. I think he said hard R on the Facebook.
He went hard R on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then they replaced him with black owners.
Hell yeah.
Pretty sick, dude.
Hell yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yep. At first I was about to be like, never mind, man. I don't want this milkshake. But hell yeah, that comeback.
No, he ain't hanging himself. You know, fuck that dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck was he bitching about anyway?
I don't know, man. It was during COVID, like, I think towards the beginning of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was from recent or they went back and found some shit from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you know, I mean, he was ragging on black people.
Fucked up.
About
man.
Something. I don't know what it was. Probably had some people quit on him.
Yeah. I don't know. Pussy. Went straight online.
Yeah,
say
didn't
to somebody,
do it. No.
This is why I say I hate the new racists. They want to be online. I love my racists to talk shit because then you could put bleeding on their brain or whatever, or nothing. It could be nothing. Maybe you're outnumbered and nothing happened. But you know, it's always the risk, and they know that risk, and I respect them way more.
Yes,
way more.
And if it was a black owner and it was about white people, they would have just told them to their face like they should.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the "This Is for Rachel" video?
Mm-mm.
This is for Rachel, you big fat white smelling nasty ass. Bitch, why you took me off the motherfucking schedule?
Yes, I love
that's
that.
The best video of all time.
Brandon, look that up. It's the
just
best.
Just look up
shit.
This Is for Rachel.
We'll just play a little bit of it because it is long as shit.
It's so good, dude.
So good.
But Joe right. Trifling.
This message lasts 2 minutes. This is for Rachel, you big, fat, white, nasty, smelling, fat bitch. Why you took me off the motherfucking schedule with your trifling, dirty, white, racist ass, you big, fat bitch, Oompa Loompa body ass bitch? I'm coming up there and I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, bitch. And don't even call the police today because I'm going to come up there unexpected and wait on your motherfucking ass, bitch. I'm coming to beat the fuck out of you, bitch, because you did that on purpose with your Andre racist white ass. Seeing her, bitch. Watch, I'm coming up there to fuck you up, bitch. I'm telling you, watch. I know what kind of before you dry, I'm going to wait on you, and I'm going to beat your ass, bitch, because I'm going to show you not to play with Jasmine Collins' money, bitch. That's the first thing you did, and you got me fucked up, because, bitch, I told you what the fuck was going on. You white motherfuckers hate to see black people doing anything for their motherfucking self. Ugly, fat, white bitch. Watch, I'm telling you, I'm coming up out to beat your motherfucking ass. Seeing her smelling white dog smelling ass bitch. Watch, I come and fuck you up. Cause you got me fucked up. Gonna sit up there and try to do that old Andre ass shit. Bitch, you was Andre the first day I came up there talking about a bitch that had on pajamas, but you walking around her in some $10 ass jeans on. Dirty, dusty, white bitch. Sit up there behind that counter smelling like cheese, bitch. Stinky, fat, white ass. Bitch, you gonna not try to answer this phone? I'm coming to fuck you up. I'm telling you, you better remember who I am, because, bitch, you gonna run when you see me, because I'm coming to fuck you up, bitch. Wanna sit here and play with me about my motherfucking money? Wanna play about my motherfucking money, bitch? You gonna sit here and try to do that? Bitch, little do you know.
Dude.
She is the David Goggins of the fast food industry, bro.
That's crazy as hell.
I love her.
What like, job
love,
was that?
I love how she says, bitch.
What that restaurant?
Nasty white bitch.
I'm guessing Wendy's. I don't know what
the fuck
it was,
for Wendy's.
But I feel like it was a Wendy's for some reason.
Go to Walmart, man. What the fuck? More money.
Yeah, well, it's probably Rachel over there being a bitch.
Man, wet I don't know what's going bitch. On. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I love that.
You just can't mess with Jasmine Collins' money, man.
Yeah, man.
That's the first.
Damn. Do you know what that reminds me of? You remember that Steve Harvey joke where he was talking about Willie getting fired with the where he was talking about how white people and black people with the getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
That's what.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Willie's like, oh, you don't mess with Willie and stuff, throwing shit everywhere, like arrested him.
And what'd he say? He said the other one was like, I was gonna quit anyway, right?
Wait, no, I think he was just like, oh, Father Joseph, what am I gonna tell like Wilhelmina or something like that? Like he was just like, oh no, but Willie was all like, oh fuck that shit, bitch, you got me fucked up. Tore up the place, they had to get the police and stuff. It was funny.
That's good shit.
Damn, but we should continue on this dessert stuff, man. What's your favorite milkshake? Milkshakes. What's your favorite
milkshake? It is Thanksgiving, and we got to get everybody hungry, right?
Yeah, so what's your favorite milkshake?
Oh, okay. So my favorite milkshake will always be a strawberry milkshake. And I don't know where to find them, but I guess Chick-fil-A, I don't ever go there. So, but
decent.
But the best one I've had is at Cookout, and it's the peach cobbler one.
Mm.
The only downside is that it does get too chunky sometimes, and you can't get it through the straw, but the taste of that is just
and
amazing.
Three homeless people will knock on your window and ask $5.
Without a doubt.
Saw one collapse out there, man. I was very worried because it was like almost 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Still was on the floor. I was like, what should we? Like,
did you get out and help him?
I didn't know what to do, man.
So that's a no?
No. I think he got up, though. So.
He got
did
up?
You ask him if he wanted a peach cobbler shake?
No, I didn't get the peach cobbler shake. I got the mint shake.
Okay.
That's good.
Cookout does have like 40 flavors.
Dude, they got 40 flavors.
They do.
They have a great cappuccino milkshake. That's fire. Butterfinger shake. Mm-hmm. I like shit with some mix-ins in it. Give me a candy shake,
ooh,
bro. Reese's.
So you like Sonics, don't you?
Sonic Blast is fire. Sonic has a Sonic Blast. The large is like this fucking big, dude. It's a gallon of ice cream in a cup, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is $9, but I've crushed some of those, dude. I've been in that place before, you know, and it's a pretty good place to be. Love it.
I don't like the what you're describing is the worst one to me. You like little peanut little M&Ms and stuff like that.
Well, M&Ms not my favorite, but Reese's, mm-hmm. like a Reese's cup blended up into vanilla ice cream.
Yeah,
bro, so good, dude.
Dude, you guys would be so mad at me. I worked at Dairy Queen from like when I was 16 till I was 21, on and off jail and college, whatever I had in that thing. And I never once ate a Blizzard or anything. The only thing I would eat from the front, because I was a cook, is a cherry dip cone, a small cherry dip cone once in a while.
Mm. That was the Red 40 addiction.
Yeah. It might have been.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be 500 pounds if I worked.
Oh, me too,
Queen,
man. I'd take a lot. I'd always. Give me
do
a
you get
Blizzard.
Free ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
You get free ice cream?
I mean,
you can just make
not
it.
Not technically, but
hmm.
you get like half off of your lunch. But you know, they throw away shit like they fuck up shit all the time. They'll be like the people up there making the Blizzards be like, I made it wrong. Anybody want a Reese's Blizzard? Oh,
Me and Brandon be fighting.
No, oh, yeah.
I'd always be stepping up to the plate for that, man. He'd be like, this is your fifth one.
Like, if somebody asked him. I think I know how you got that job at Dairy Queen, dude.
How was that?
A lot of those franchisees are of Indian heritage.
No, these are actually two older white people. And I loved them. They loved me. They loved black people. They loved black males. And both of them, I swear to God, but they used to treat. Like the workers, the white girl, because they would only hire like 16-year-olds.
Yeah,
like they like come. They would only hire 16. If you stayed there long, that just means you've been there that long.
Yeah,
and then Rue, she was cutthroat. She'd be like, "You dumb motherfucker!" Like she would go, "I'm talking hard." And while customers, it'll be a fucking line out the door, and she'll be getting in this little 16-year-old girl's
damn, ass. Damn. Do y'all have a drive-through too?
Yeah. Damn. Oh yeah, yeah. Throwing stuff. But they were good. Hey, they were cool. I mean, they were. I loved them. Yeah, old Ruth and Tom.
Yeah, my ultimate goal is to open up a Guthrie's.
That shit's, ooh. Oh.
Nothing would make me
talk to your boy that came out and talked to us at Coleman.
Yeah, but I want you guys to be able to come. Yeah. Without being in, like, immediate danger.
It's very weird.
Gosh, man, but Guthrie's doesn't have milkshakes. That's the one knock I have on them, man. No desserts.
Yeah.
No desserts at all.
It's just, it does Cane's and whatever the other one is like Cane. What's the, Zaxby's has a dessert.
Oh, yeah.
One Zaxby's of the best. Used to have milkshakes.
Yeah. That's actually my favorite. Like their birthday cake when they had Fallen Soldier.
That used
Soldier.
To be huge, and then they got rid of that. Dude, Zaxby's went downhill, bro. I'm going to take this stance right now. Fuck Zaxby's, and if you like Zaxby's, fuck you,
damn,
bro.
I just had Zaxby's.
Hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, Zaxby's not a bad option when you're out there on the
street. Shriveled up ass... Chicken fingers.
Damn.
That shit,
why
no.
Why are you ordering chicken fingers?
There's better options. What else are you going to get at Zaxby's, man? Chicken
wings.
Sandwich?
Wings? Salad?
There's better options.
Ever since Zaxby's and Mr. Beast got together.
Oh, now that thing is weird.
Is Mr. Beast the reason?
That pedophile?
He's a pedophile?
Probably. No. I don't know.
Well, let's
he probably, I mean, he probably has 100 like, kids in an abandoned mall right now for a challenge, you know?
Stand on business, JJ.
Yeah, fuck. He's a pedophile. He's going to take our channel down because we called him out, you know. But his candy bars are pretty good.
Is it?
The Feastable candy bars. You don't like them?
It tastes like Easter chocolate to me, like just generic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It like the Russell Stover, just generic ass shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, yeah. I had the one that it was like the milk crunch, so like the crunch bar. It has like the little like Rice Krispies in it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That was good, but okay. I didn't try any of the other ones.
I refused to buy any of that shit.
I heard the cookies were ass, but you could win $50,000, dude.
Couldn't give a fuck. You could win $50,000 in a lot of shit. I tell you what you can't win it in is Prize Picks. All that shit does, unless they want to sponsor us, then they're the shit. But all I have ever done was lost money. I put $100 in there at first. They give you $50 when you put in your initial, right? I was like, I'm going to just play with it, do $10 bets. But they're all parlay, so it's so hard to hit a parlay.
Yeah.
And then you put a 3-1 in, you can only win like $20. And it's like there's no reason, so you put the fourth one in there so you can win like $100 and every time that shit fucking never fails. And then people will show you their shit. And like, look, I won $850. Yeah, but how much did you lose before you won that $850? Don't fucking bullshit me. I've been a degenerate gambler before. Alcoholic and drug addict. I'm just kidding.
Gambling is just not something I can get into.
Same,
it'll be a very dark road for me. It's bad. And plus, like, if you're like Drake, yeah, gambling makes sense.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah,
bet $1 million on the thing that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are you going to bet? The 60-year-old man or the, you know, the young guy?
Yeah.
He's also not betting his money. He's working with the betting company who gives him... Like
I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's how those online streamers, that's how they don't gamble any of their money. That's just free money then.
I think Steve will do it probably spends half his life savings every time he goes to the casino.
Has he?
Or Dana White will give him some money to go play with.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Dana White, he talks about his gambling. He actually has like a little system, but I don't believe when people say that.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it's possible to have a system in anything where chance has to come into play for you to win.
Yeah, they talk about like counting cards and shit,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know how you do that. Like, you probably got to be really great with math to be able to do that. There's this guy who's like a gambling influencer, but is actually like a pro gambler. His name's Mickey something. I don't know, but he's like World Series of Poker guy, like legit gambler.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains all these crazy stories, and he gets kicked out of casinos all the time because he just knows what to do, knows how to win. And yeah, I don't know how.
But then in that case, you know, counting cards is a thing. That's an actual skill. And then you get banned from the casino once they realize that you're counting cards.
Which that kind of sucks.
Well, yeah. But they don't take your earnings before that. You were counting. They just banned you. You can't come back here, man. We know you're counting.
I think I would just be a slot demon. I'd be on the slot machine with the old people hitting the fucking screen like this, which I don't know what that does, but it looks fun.
It is fun, but they take my money fast. I don't know how to control myself and not push max bet. You know what I'm saying? It's a penny slot, but somehow I'm spending $5 each. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I got to.
I just want to do the one where it's like the old-timey one where the actual quarters start flying out of the machine. That would be so sick.
That would be tight.
Oh, Jake's dream.
Dude, did y'all ever hear about these? It's happened multiple times, too, when people hit the jackpots on these slot machines, and then they're like, oh, it malfunctioned. Oh, and then they don't they don't give them the money.
That's fucked up.
That is very fucked up.
I've seen it in the news multiple times. I would be so mad. I mean, that would bring me into a fit of rage that, you know, you can't do nothing. They got big dogs to fuck you up real good. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're going to muscle your way. But I would try every legal recourse I have.
That is kind of bullshit.
They gave one of them, I swear to God. They gave one of them, won like $1 million, let's say, on the slot. Maybe more than that. And then they gave her a steak dinner, a coupon for a steak dinner at their casino.
Fuck that.
And she really never got the money, dude.
And there's going to be like piss in the steak, you know? Damn, like, he's not going to be good.
Fuck.
Think they do that on purpose?
I don't know, but I feel like even if it is a malfunction, you still should get the money.
I think so, too.
But what makes it 100%. A malfunction?
Exactly.
It's I don't know. That you want. It's like, you're actually not supposed to be able to win.
Yeah, you're not meant to win.
Something happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
People that own casinos be like, I don't do it. Because it's not meant for that.
Brandon, have you ever made a bet before?
Nah, man, I don't believe in gambling, man. I studied the mob when I was younger as a kid.
Okay.
So that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, because every time I see them run a casino, they're like, dude, I don't do it. I don't tell my kids to do it because it's not meant to win.
So you will never gamble?
No, unless I was rich. Like, I would have to be rich as hell and know that, like, this is not going to put me in a financial state where I probably lose my, like, my house.
Well, see, this is what you do. Whenever you gamble, I'm not telling you to gamble, just don't gamble. But if you're going to gamble, never bet anything that will hurt you. So if I go to a casino, no matter if I'm with friends who's going to be there all night, I'm bringing $200, and that's what I'm betting. If I lose the $200, no matter how fast I lose it, I'm just done for the night. And then other people will lose a lot of money, Scott Easton. And then well, I'll just sit on the couch and take a nap or watch whatever they got on there until everybody's ready to go. I'm not spending more of the money because it never works out. Yeah. In my, what I've been through has never worked out. When I've seen people, you just lose more money, man.
Brandon, let's say you had to bet on something. Mm-hmm. And the situation is Dom Carr, Jake Muncy, wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
You
had to bet on it. But you just,
who
you
are you betting on and how much are you betting on it? Limit of $50. Minimum 50.
Minimum 50.
So you said Dom Carr versus Jake Muncy?
Mm-hmm. Yep, those two guys.
Damn it, man. Damn it. That's tough.
And it's not WWE style. It's like Olympic, you know, Greco-Roman, whatever the fuck.
Damn, okay. So, you know, I give everybody a chance, but I'm going to be honest. I'm a betting man. And I just go for it. You know what I mean? I'm going to bet on you.
You're going to bet on me to beat Jake?
Yeah.
And I would win your money for you, Brandon.
Yeah.
I thank you. I don't like how long it took you, but I'll look past that.
But I'm giving him a chance.
I look past that. But, I mean, this is a bet. It's not
I know. Yeah, if I'm doing a bet, I'm going to give it to you, the bet.
Yeah, it is like a negative 1,200 Dom Carr win.
Yeah.
I don't joke with money, man, you know.
So you're saying Jake is a joke?
No, man. He can wrestle.
You know, Jake and money.
Yo,
if he knows you have money to lose.
Oh, shit.
But if he knows you have money to lose and he loves you like a romantic partner.
What? No.
In the way that he does.
I don't think that.
He touches you.
No.
Yeah. Well, you stay over there and then you show him your feet.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You have stayed the night over his house.
No, I was there till like probably 1 or something. Nope. I left.
What if Jake
and Brandon, did we all stay the night there?
I was going to say, I stayed there with you.
Didn't so we all slept there together?
Oh, we did. Yes, we did. Well, yes, no, we did.
I was on the floor. You was on
this
the
couch.
He was on the floor. I was on the couch. Squeaks was right there on me. Yeah, it was a good night.
If you guys are having a relationship, I'm telling HR. Because we can't, you know, shit where we eat, all right?
Hell yeah.
Jack, talk to him, man.
Yeah, but, yeah, thank you, Brandon, for coming to your senses finally.
Yeah, you're welcome. But I'm giving everybody a chance, man. That's just how I just give everybody a chance. But betting, if I had to bet, I'll bet.
What if it was a game of checkers?
Game of checkers? See, I don't know. Like, are you good at checkers? You're not? Mm-hmm. See, then I gotta ask Jake. Give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would, too. I would bet on Jake. If this gets me.
I feel like he's sandbagging now.
I would bet on Jake if I went against him on
Dom
checkers.
Looks like, you know how they have the old head chess players in New York at the park?
Yeah.
But Dom only does checkers. Doesn't know chess at all. Only does checkers.
And goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
He hits you with a triple jump and then calls you young blood.
Oh, with the little, that hell little hat. The little... I don't know,
yeah, Joe Rogan hat?
Yeah.
I have a couple of them. What are they called?
It's like the jazz hat.
I look forgot a, because I have
a fedora? Jazz
hat. Let me
no,
see.
Not a fedora, but the one that has like the little puff at the
ooh, old
in the
oh
front.
Ooh, caddy hat.
Yeah, that's what caddy hat. Yeah, yeah.
Caddy hat.
Jack, this
yep.
Tiramisano. It's good, man.
Yeah, I rock this.
Dwayne, we love you over here.
Oh, that's the Rocks?
Mm-hmm.
Man, The Rock, you're doing something right, man.
Man, it's nice. It's
first
smooth.
Maui, now this drink. You know,
The Rock's on The Rock. You said Maui?
Yeah, Moana.
Oh yeah,
they're doing a live action. You
yeah,
seen that?
I saw him on there.
Is The Rock Maui? I'm yep guessing.
Yes.
Yeah. Who they get to play Moana?
I don't know.
Well, the second one comes out like in a week.
Yeah. Did you see? That's what they were talking about. They were like, the second one comes out in like a week, and like next year sometime is going to be the live action one, because they're already filming it. They've seen a picture of him. It looks like he has, even though The Rock is massive, it looks like he has a suit on because his legs ain't that big.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think it was a suit too.
Mm-hmm.
These are all AIs. Damn.
You ever seen the picture? Show him that picture.
Trying to find a live action because these are not. You know what? We're just. I guess he's gonna look like this.
Yeah, but that wasn't it. It was, they're at a beach or something.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here we go.
Yeah, there it is. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. It kind of looks goofy, but I'm sure in the movie it'll look, you know.
He kind of bulked up.
No, that is him, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He probably just bulked up for it, maybe.
They got to stop doing that. There's no way your heart can take too much.
Man, how
so
old
massive
is The Rock now?
In his 50s.
50-something.
Let me see.
50-year-old people should not look like that, dude. He should be using the fucking motorized scooter at Walmart.
You saw Mike? No. Let's see. 52.
Okay.
Not that bad. He's just starting in the 50s. He just left 49.
Why is he not the president, man?
He could have been. He made a whole show about that.
I'll vote for The Rock.
He wouldn't have beat Trump, though.
No.
Well, I don't
know.
If he ran Republican?
Yeah, but he would have to beat Trump still.
Oh, yeah,
to beat
right
the primaries.
Damn.
I don't think he had the... the juice for it right now.
Dude,
but if
I
we need to stop fucking electing
rock
goddamn
celebrities,
get a politician.
Yeah. But Trump was more of a businessman. I don't want any, I want somebody who knows absolutely nothing about anything. Yeah, I want just a fucking, like, you know, UPS guy as the president, bro.
That would be tight.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Just know all the secrets, the codes.
Yeah. Somebody says his fucking hairline's receding, shoot a nuke at fucking, you know, Singapore or whatever the fuck.
Or maybe John Jones, he's like our president. That'd be crazy. Oh, that'd be a wild ride. If y'all want something wild.
He will have full immunity to do as much.
He would just hit people, bro.
Yeah.
I would like a president that could physically dominate other people, dude. You know, because I don't think Trump's doing that. Biden's not doing that. I don't think any president ever is really doing that.
Except for Theodore Roosevelt. I heard he could.
Oh, yeah. He was boxing people.
And Abraham Lincoln was a straight-up wrestler, too.
Yeah, he was
too,
a straight. He never lost.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama would beat the shit out of
Brock
some people.
Too?
Like other countries, like leaders.
Oh,
Brock would have fucked them up.
Yeah, Angela Merkel, he would have beat the shit out of her.
And if
FDR had today's technology, he'd be having some bionic leg.
Elon would have definitely been in his cabinet.
Hell yeah.
Dude,
speaking of future, dude, I was at Bridge Street last night near the Westin. Not supposed to be over there, but I was in the parking lot. And then, dude, there was a Tesla that literally backed up and drove itself to this dude at the front with his wife. And I would, dude, there was nobody in the car. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, there's no fucking way. And it let people pass and cars and stopped right. Mm-hmm. And then just like the only flaw was it kind of parked in the middle of the street. But other than that, that was dope as hell.
Yeah.
This is creepy, man. What the hell's going on?
The only flaw was that it parked in the middle of the street.
Yeah, like it just stopped right there.
The only problem, it blocked traffic.
It didn't parallel park perfectly, but it drove on its own.
Yeah.
Literally that far. How creepy is that?
How good is that for when it's cold as shit outside?
Can the Cybertruck do that?
I hope not.
I hope, yeah. Don't they shouldn't
kill somebody, bro.
It might be able to, but it shouldn't.
Dude, it shouldn't. There's no way.
The Cybertruck, yeah. I see a lot of them around here, too.
Me, too.
A lot of them. They got like a military one, mm-hmm. purple one, white one.
I seen the black one with like the light reflective strips on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't even look right.
No.
And it's only really old people that really drive this thing, man. That's what's even more dangerous. Like, I saw
an Indian guy that owns a gas station have one parked outside all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I need to go talk to him.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get a job.
It's pretty tight, dude. Pretty fucking shit.
It is. Oh, the gas station.
The Cybertruck is like everything you want out of all the utility that a regular truck has, eliminate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Cybertruck. Make it look like it's from fucking Halo. Yeah. That's the Cybertruck. Shit's tight. And Dan Price, shout out Dan, was dropping some knowledge on my dumb ass about the Cybertruck with like it has the flat windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how most windshields are like curved? Like the rain just sits on it, bro. And something about the sun and the rain, like it causes problems, mm-hmm. bro.
Dan was looking into buying one. That's why he knows all of this.
Damn.
That's so fucking true, bro.
That would have been cool as hell, man.
He's going to get a turret in the back.
Yep, knock some shoes off. It's like a tank. Well, what time we at?
We are at hour and 12 minutes.
Oh,
perfect.
That's it.
I got pissed so bad.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, thanks guys for watching.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. All right, real quick, I'm thankful for pistachio ice cream. What are you guys thankful for?
I'm thankful for you guys, man.
Gay. Brandon?
I'm thankful for my family and brothers and everybody. Hell yeah.
My family too. I was just trying to be good for them. All right,
yeah. Bro. Hell yeah. You guys are brothers, by the way. Hope you know that. That's what I was meant. That's what I mean with friends. What I mean brothers.
We've been
love you, Brandon.
Hell yeah, love you too, man.
Yay. Yeah. I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.